On Swarthmore College Week, the work of black farmers can be underrepresented. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sid Carpenter, professor of studio art, explores how art can help fill the gaps.
In the early years of the 20th century, there were 1 million African Americans farming in southern states. Today, they're estimated to be less than 35,000, largely because of the effects of slavery, sharecropping, and predatory government practices that diminished these numbers. Some have predicted there will be none by mid-century. This would be a devastating outcome if the story were to end here, but it does not. Although many African Americans left behind farms during the Great Migration north and west, they did not abandon the sense of self-sustainability, productivity, and beauty located in farming and gardening. When opportunity arose, they created gardens in backyards and on reclaimed city property. The current resurgence in urban farming sees African Americans as leaders, revitalizing communities through gardening. Also, African Americans are returning to family farms, reclaiming their heritage. My research revealed that very few artists have made work about black farmers. In response, I traveled to gardens in Georgia and South Carolina, photographing farms with a multi-generational history. I used these photographs to create a series of ceramic sculptures. Rather than people, my portraits focus on places, including details distinct to each location, details evocative of the spirit of each farm. Each sculpture is a landscape built of fields, fences, buildings, and crops. The colors are browns, blacks, and oranges, much like the soil and the skin of the people. My work has prompted long overdue conversations about this very rich history.
That was Sid Carpenter of Swarthmore College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.